latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and this will be huge news for City supporters as reports are suggesting that Kevin De Bruyne has declared himself fit for Saturday's Premier League clash with Burnley. The Belgian international has been sidelined since August with knee ligament damage, and that injury was initially expected to keep him out until mid-November. However, he has made a quicker than expected recovery and recently resumed full training, and it has now been suggested that he has told City's backroom team that he is not only fit enough to feature this weekend, but he could also start the match. Elsewhere, and City are keen on Ajax star Frenkie de Jong, but would have to part with Ilkay Gundogan to have any chance of signing him. City boss Pep Guardiola is looking to bolster his midfield ranks in January after missing out on a number of key targets during the summer, and de Jong is believed to be high on his wish list. The Netherlands international is regarded as one of the hottest prospects in the Eredivisie, and there are said to be a number of clubs interested, including Barcelona and PSG. City have also thrown their name into the mix, and Ajax could be willing to sell for around £80 million, although the Dutch club would also want to take Germany star Gundogan as part of the deal. Elsewhere, and bosses at the Etihad are poised to blink first with winger Raheem Sterling reportedly demanding wages of around £275,000 per week. The Manchester City and England winger is out of contract at the end of next season, and talks over a new five-year deal have made slow progress since the beginning of 2018. Boss Guardiola has made it clear that he wants to keep hold of the player, and it appears City are now willing to compromise on a deal and offer Sterling wages of around £250,000 per week. That's all for now. We'll have more later.